Dear friends, today's readings are self-explanatory. If not for the fact that I can't keep my mouth shut, I don't think I need to preach today. For the first time in my life, honestly, I gave thanks to God for the gift of speech. Going through these readings yesterday, it occurred to me, dear friends, that the speaking, the words we speak, they are gifts from God. Because after going through the reading, I was ruminating over the reading, what is it telling us? And then I was watching a documentary on television, and they panned to some United Nations or one organization, somebody was giving a speech to a body of people. And I saw another lady by the side doing the sign language. And boom, it occurred to me that there are people, brothers and sisters of ours, who do not have the gift of speech. That there are people who, through no fault of theirs, do not have the gift of speech. For the first time in my life, truthfully and honestly, it occurred to me that probably I've been wasting the gift God has given me. Because how many times am I really, really conscious of the usage of that gift of speech? How many times do I hold myself back, telling myself, no, Father, this is a wrong usage of this precious gift of God. Remember that there are brothers and sisters yours who do not have that gift. Remember that God is going to ask you for an accounting of the use of that gift of speech. Words, dear friends, matter. Words are precious. Words are strong. And if we are in doubt about it, let us go to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 downwards. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word took flesh and dwelt among us. Dear friends, our Lord Jesus Christ is speech personified. And that tells us that speech is powerful. The question today is, how do we use this precious gift of God? The precious gift of speech. First of all, do you realize, just like I did yesterday, that this is a gift from God? And I think that realization will lead us to a very careful, measured usage of the gift of speech. The first reading tells us not to judge anybody. Not to judge anybody until they have spoken. Not to judge anybody, even our brothers and sisters who do not have the gift of speech. Not to judge them until they have signed to us their intention. Because the gospel tells us that it is out of the abundance of our heart that this precious gift takes root. It is out of the store, the treasures that we have in our hearts, that we use the gift of speech that God has given us. Back to the question I ask once more, how do we use the gift? Because we're going to have to account to God for every single word that we have spoken. Let us remember that growing up, we could say words flippantly. We watch kids do it all the time. They say words carelessly, hurtful words, and in a few minutes, they are back playing together. Because those words, even hurtful as they are, were spoken out of innocence. But as we grow older, we know the weight of our words. As we grow older, we know very well the damage our words can do to the lives, to the psyche, to the emotions of others. Do we bite those words when they come to our tongue? Because the devil will definitely want to use that gift for his own machinations, which will continually be evil. Do we tend towards the usage of the good with the words that God has given us? As we grow older, like I said, our words become measured. Our words take on more than when we were children. And that means we have to be careful, very careful, dear friends, Because the abundance of our hearts is what gives power to our words. And also, Jesus is telling us in the gospel today to cultivate treasures in our hearts so that our words will reflect what we have within. And we can do that, dear friends. We can do that very well. Each and every one of us, the older we get, the more we are called to weigh in on one issue or the other. How can we make sure that the words we speak to those situations are words of God? How can we make sure that the words we speak to the issues presented before us in our families, in our communities, amongst our friends, how can we be sure that those words are weighted towards the good? There is only one solution there, friends. We need to cultivate a precious garden of the Word of God in our lives. We need to cultivate a root that will yield the fruits that will give our words precious, golden, diamond, unquantifiable goodness when we speak them. Because if we have nothing but evil in our hearts, nothing but evil will come out of our mouths. Even when we speak what seems to be the good, that good will be a lie. We will tell someone who is going wrong, "You are the best." How can you quarrel with those words? But get down to the root of it. That person is doing wrong. And here I am telling him or her, "You are the best." Those words, good as they sound, they are not precious. They lead to death. Those words, good as they sound, they lead to death. We need to cultivate, dear friends, a store treasure of the Word of God in our lives. And we can do that in a way that Isaiah has taught us. Isaiah chapter 50 from verse 4. He says, the Lord God has given me a disciple's tongue. The Lord God has given me a disciple's tongue. The key word I want us to zone in is the word disciple. Because he says, morning by morning, he wakes me up and he opens my ears to listen to his words. When we are faced with situations, dear friends, let us ask ourselves, what would God say in this situation? What would Jesus say in this situation? How did Jesus handle such a situation when he walked like you and myself on this earth? That is one way to cultivate that store treasure of goodness from which the abundance of goodness will come into our words. We need to listen like the disciple, which is what Isaiah is telling us. Psalm 85 verse 8 says exactly the same thing. I will listen to hear what the Lord God has to speak. It is a voice that speaks of peace for his people, if only they turn away from foolishness. Let us listen to the word of God. Let us listen to the prompting of God in the innermost resources of our hearts before we utter those words. Let us ask ourselves, what is the effect of these words I'm going to speak? Are they going to be words of peace? Are they going to bless the person I'm talking to? Are they going to lead to life? Are they going to lead to safety? Are they going to lead to well-being, spiritual and physical? What are the weights of the words that I speak? They are precious indeed, dear friends. They are gifts from God. And we need to be very, very careful how we use them. Growing up also, when we were doing the catechism, we were told that words can kill. I thought it was laughable. How can words kill? At most, you simply walk away. Being a child, I did not know what it was all about. Dear friends, I am sure that you and myself, there have been times in our lives, people have spoken to us and we felt as if we were going to die. Words do kill indeed. I am sure also that from time to time, we have spoken to people and in retrospect, we know that we did indeed stab at the spirits of the people we spoke to. When we do that, let us also use the gift of words to say the very simple words of forgiveness. I am sorry. And when we receive that, let us also be quick to say the little words of forgiveness. I do forgive you. But indeed, God has blessed us with the power of speech. God has blessed us with the power of words. God has also blessed us with intelligence. And that is why God is going to demand an accounting of what we have done with the gift, the precious gift of speech, which He gives to us. And our prayer in this Mass is that each time we open our mouths, each time we give to each other the gift of words, it will be nothing but the precious, precious words of life which our Lord Jesus Christ exhorts us today. Peace be with you.